State Senator Julie Loss of Stevens Point had the Democratic field all to herself, but a last-minute primary challenge has been mounted by Don Rayella, a real estate broker from Superior. He faces an uphill climb because of Loss's party support and her campaign war chest of more than $300,000. Rayella was not available for comment in time for this story. The Republican side of the ballot also involves a primary contest between former Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy and Portage County farmer Dan Milkey, who was the party's candidate 2 years ago. The Republican and Democratic primary winners will face competition from an independent candidate, Gary Cother, a former sanitation business owner from Poplar. Cother says he's getting support from Tea Party activists because of his opposition to big government.
I like what they stand for. This big government takeover that is happening before us, I believe that the Tea Parties are heading in the right direction.
4 years ago, Cother ran for the state Senate as a Republican. He says he's running this year as an independent because as a former union member, he doesn't like the Republican record on labor.
The Republican Party isn't big for backing labor-type initiatives. I believe there is a place for organized labor.
As a third-party candidate, Cother could become a factor in the 7th Congressional District if there's a tight race between the Democratic and Republican nominees. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.